A woman was doused in petrol and set on fire yesterday morning as she answered her front door. The attack on the woman happened at a house at the Oak Downs estate in Clondalkin in West Dublin. A man was also injured as he tried to extinguish the flames. Gardaí are currently trying to identify the attackers, but our crime correspondent Paul Reynolds has been reporting that they believe that the attack may be connected to the activities of a West Dublin drugs gang. We're joined now by the chairperson of the local residence group in the area, Sinn Féin councillor William Carey. Councillor Carey, good morning. Thank you for speaking with us this morning.
Good morning, Justin. Thank you very much for the call.
What can you tell us about what happened yesterday morning?
Unfortunately, I can't tell you very much. I can tell you very little about the incident itself other than what you've already described. First of all, I can say is that the whole estate, the whole area here are in quite a lot of shock. It was a quiet morning in the area. It was a beautiful morning. Nobody expected anything like this to be happening in our area. It's quite an idyllic type of estate. A lot of private homeowners, a lot of hardworking people, and to have this happening on the doorstep is completely shocking.
And this happened at just after 10 o'clock yesterday morning. Somebody called to the door of where this woman was living, sprayed petrol on her or doused her in petrol, and then set her on fire.
Yes, and the sense of depravity involved in this attack is quite frightening, and it has people doubly shocked at the level of violence involved, because this is not the type of thing we would expect in the area here. They're a very, I wouldn't say this would be an issue that we would expect to see or hear within the area. Mm. I mean, there's not a big crime. It's not a big crime area. There's not an awful lot would happen. Recently, at our recent residents' association meeting, we had the local community guard in attendance, and he described incidents that are occurring in the area as very low key and very very little to be concerned of.
There is a suggestion, I think, in the Star newspaper this morning. That it says that it is understood that the incident follows ongoing intimidation in the area. Are you saying that if that was the case, that was sort of low level activity?
My view of what is happening, it would be my initial response would be that it is low level. It's not a gang related issue. On first appearance, it looks like these would be people who probably suffer their own social issues and have their own addiction problems. And I would consider this to be minor.
We don't know what the motivations for this particular attack were, but as you say yourself, it is a depraved attack. How have people in the area reacted to it?
Well, I was in Clondalkin village last night talking to some people, and quite angry and quite annoyed and shocked again at the level of violence, you know, to be inflicted upon on another human being in this manner, to set a person alight. There's a lot of planning, a lot of thought went into what they were doing, and I think it was a total disregard. I think I view this as an attempted murder.
Are people frightened? Are people in the area frightened now in the wake of this attack?
Well, they would be. They would be asking themselves, like, if an incident like this can happen, to one individual, I mean, what does that say for the rest of us living close by? You know, I mean, I live less than 150 yards from the incident itself, and it was quite shocking, because within that time frame, the local creche were bringing children over to the local park there. School teachers bringing 4 and 5 year old children over to the local park because it was a beautiful morning, and this is what they almost passed by.
Yes, and now there is a Garda investigation underway, and Garda are appealing for witnesses. Would you encourage people to share information they have? As you say yourself, people will have been out and about yesterday morning and may have seen something.
Absolutely, but I think we need to recognise that, I mean, this is a small, quiet estate and there would have been very little activity, but I would ask anyone who's seen anyone at that time, either on a scooter or motorbike at that time, within the St. John's Drive, heading towards Cawker Park area, to certainly inform Gardaí as to what they may have seen.
Okay.
Or anything else.
All right. Well, thank you very much for speaking with us this morning. That's Sinn Féin councillor William Carey. The time is 18 minutes past 7.